Mrs. Alexander, you said that Benjamin went up north after he was out of school.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Where did he go up north?
He went to live there then. He would go back and forth when he was in school,
uh-huh.
working his way through school.
By school, you're talking about college?
Yeah, college. He went to Hampton, Virginia.
He did?
That's where he went.
For goodness sake.
That's that school those people built, those rich people from the north.
Right, I'm from North Virginia, so I know where Hampton is.
Well,
yes,
you do.
Ma'am.
They built it for those black children.
Right.
And that's where my brother went. And in the summertime, he'd go north. It was a crowd of the boys. And the principal or whoever was over them, they told them about the job. They got jobs for them.
Uh-huh.
It looked like they recognized those Hampton students. And they would work, and that summer's over, they'd go back to school. And he did that back and forth. Of course, he would come home and visit us and all. But when he finished, he went right back where he was working, his way through school, and he worked a while there. And that was at a hotel. He worked at a hotel. He went right back there working at that hotel. Never did teach school a day in his life, as I know. But he had his education. Where else did he work? Here, when he quit the hotel, he got a job in the post office. That's where he worked so long.
And that's up in...
That was in Pennsylvania, state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, I see.
And then he left Pennsylvania, and he came to New York,
uh-huh.
and he lived there from then on. And his second job, I believe, was on the train. He worked on the train.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's only two jobs. He retired from the train. He's retired.
He's retired from the railroad.
Railroad,
then.
Yes.
Okay.
What you call him?
I was going to ask you if any of your family worked for the railroad.
Well, your brother.
Did anybody else work for the railroad? Your brother was a porter, you said, for the railroad?
He worked in the bar, I believe. They had that downstairs in the lounge.
Oh, he worked in the bar?
I think that's where he worked. Yes, my uncle got killed right here on this trestle. Haven't you read about that? They used to put it in the paper every summer, but they done quit putting it in the paper. This little old Blue Ridge train,
uh-huh.
it ran from Seneca, Walhalla, I believe, to Belton or somewhere down in there. And my uncle, his name was Henry.
Henry what?
Henry Thompson.
Henry Thompson.
That's my father's brother.
Okay.
I miscalling his name. Well, he didn't live. I never did get to see him.
Well, tell
they
me about
ran
him.
That train by steam. They had to have wood in it, you know. And they called him, he was the wood passer. That was his job on the train.
Right.
Pass the wood to the man, I guess, to put in the place and to make the steam to make the
Right.
That's right. And you know that train had a rift right down here between Anderson, I believe, and Belton. That trestle gave away. Oh. And that train went down. I got it in a clipping here somewhere. Got those men pictures on there, but they don't have my uncle picture. And my uncle was the last liver. Them other men got killed. My uncle stayed in that water all night. I think they went down the early part of the evening. He had a broken leg.
Oh, my God.
Now, if it had been days like today, they could have saved him and saved that leg.
Right.
But he stayed in that water all night with that broken leg. Somebody heard the crash down there where it happened, and they ran all the way to Anderson to ring that bell to make the alarm to let the people know the stress that gave a distressful signal.
Right.
Well, by daylight, the people came. A lot of people heard the crash, you know. And they found him in that water. They got him out. But he didn't live. But so long. He lived long enough to tell the tale, though, of what happened.
Oh, my.
When they left Belton, they told them not to go that way. Go by the way of Greenville. They were going to carry that train to Walhalla.
Uh-huh.
Who was on that train? Some big man. Governor or senator. Some of them big men. They was on that train. Said, don't go that way, because they had a hard rain, and they thought that trestle wouldn't hold them, which it wouldn't. So they went there by the way of Greenville and went on to Walhalla, I believe. So after they put the men out, they thought they would go back to Anderson, but they didn't go around by Greenville. They come on through, went across that trestle. That's why they got killed.
Oh, my.
That trestle gave way.
Do you remember when this happened? Were you a little
yes,
girl?
Yes, it was in the let me see, it was in 18-something. I got the clipping in this house with them men, pictures on it, and the whole story. But you know they used to have it in the paper every summer, but they don't quit putting it in there now, in the Anderson mm-hmm. Independent.
Well, if it comes out this summer, I'll look for it.
Yes. Used to be in it every summer, but I got it here. I'm going to look it up when my brother comes. I'll have him look for it for me. And that was Henry Thompson. His name was Henry mm-hmm. Thompson. He had never married. He didn't have any children, nothing.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what kinds of jobs were open to black men in those days, other than farming, which you mentioned, and
They were blacksmiths. A lot of them could do blacksmith work. Mm-hmm. I guess they learned that on the farm, too, because, you know, oh, they sure. used mules and horses and all like that to farm with.
Sure. Do you know of any other jobs that you can remember that they did?
Blacksmith and sharecroppers and carpenters. Well, my relatives were carpenters, and there might have been some more around here, too. But I don't remember them as well. That's about all I can remember they did for a living.
How about black women?
Yeah, I guess they did nothing much but took care of the children.
Right.
You know, women stay home and took care of children in those
right.
days.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Most all of them had big families, you know.
Did any of the young people have a way to earn money back then?
Back
like
then?
They do now? Now they do so easily, but back then it was probably hard, right?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, they made the little change by taking in washings. You know, people used to do that. Go out and get people clothes, they want them to wash, and they'd carry them home, and they made a little money like that. They were good laundresses, they were. And
these were the women that uh-huh. did the laundress work.
That's right. Right. And sometimes they'd take care of people's children to make a little money. And the grown people would, too. If they didn't have too many children to keep them
they would take
at
other
home.
People's children in.
Right, so.
Where did you all shop when you were little? Where, what was the closest place for you to go to school?
Well, we had little old stores. We didn't have no big markets like they have now. They had little stores like...
Were they in Pendleton?
We had
were they
one.
In Alexander?
Yeah, we I had mean, one right here in Pendleton. Jameson, Whitten. That was our main little store right here in Pendleton. That's the only one I remember. But they said it was another one here, too. But
Jameson Whitten, you said?
No. The man named Whitten.
Oh, the man was
that owned the store. His son-in-law was Jameson.
Oh.
His son-in-law married his daughter, and he carried on the work after Mr. Whitten died.
And they had a store
yeah,
there.
Yeah, grocery store, a nice store, too.
Did you buy back then for cash or for credit?
Well, they credit some people that are... could afford it,
uh-huh.
but you had to pay cash, I guess, for your groceries. And another store was up there, Terry. He had a nice little grocery store. But Hunter was the main store and was the first store that was ever built in Pemphis.
And what did Hunter carry?
Everything, grocery. And he carried clothes, too, upstairs. He had an upstairs. He sold men clothes, suits, hats, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. He was a leading store, and people have eggs to sell, and he'd buy them, put them in his store to sell, and he'd bring strawberries there, and he'd buy it, I guess, for half price, and he'd put it in the store, and he'd sell that. A lot of things, vegetables, people would bring to town from the country. People would buy. That's how they made a little money, too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Were the stores all owned by whites, then?
Yes, they were.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did your family usually buy clothing or make your own?
Made their own clothing. I don't remember buying nothing with a hat. My mother bought me a hat once, I think. I remember that. They made all our clothing. They were beautiful seamstresses, too.
Could make good clothes for you.
Yes, they could.
What kinds of clothing did each person have? What things did you own?
What kind of clothes did we wear?
Uh-huh.
We wore ordinary clothes, underclothes, like little drawers, bodies, and drawers. They made all that. And little slips to go under your little dress. And they made the little boys' suits. Little bodies, they call them. And the boys had the big collar with lace around it. I have a picture with my brother. But it's so faded out, you couldn't tell what it is now.
Mm.
Mother made that suit and made that little shirt. And he had a little collar with lace all around it. And my oldest sister had on a beautiful little dress. Let me see what they should have, what they call that. I don't know now. But anyway, it was a beautiful dress. And the baby, my baby sister, was the baby sitting in mother's lap. My brother wasn't born. She was sitting in mother's lap. We had that picture. It was a good picture. It faded out so badly. I should have had one made from it before it faded away.
Did your family raise all your own food, or did you buy...
Well, I tell you, the family, we raised most of our food. We didn't have nothing much to buy but sugar,
mm-hmm.
coffee. They was great coffee drinkers in that day. Coffee, sugar, flour, meal. But they raised their own corn, and they had carried it to the mill, and they had it cracked for the chickens, feed our chickens with. And some of them said they made grits out of it. I don't remember that, but I guess they did.
And what kind of furniture did your family use? Do you remember the furniture that you had?
Well, it's ordinary furniture.
Did your father make most of that, or did you purchase some?
No, we got to bought that from the store.
Because
my uncle, when he came and moved us up here, he bought us a dresser and a washstand, a bed. I think we have the washstand yet.
You do? Do you know where that is?
It's right here in this house.
It is. I'll have to look at it later if you know where it is.
Okay.
What kinds of, did anyone in the family make furniture? You said your father made something.
My grandfather made it.
Oh, your grandfather.
Yes, but he didn't make any for our house.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but he could make it. He'd make anything.
You mentioned that washstand. Is any other kind of furniture or oak baskets or quilts still in possession of your family?
Mm-mm.
Just that
my
stand?
Mother, before she died, she had a quilt started with silk. But I don't know what happened. The thing stayed around here, so it just went away.
Mm.
Wow.
Were any of the older members of your family known for special talents, such as any of musicians or singers?
The most of my family is artists.
Artists?
Artists, yes. They can do that artist work. My oldest sister, she went to Atlanta. My grandmother took her out there before she died, and she finished school out there at Morris Brown College.
Uh-huh.
And it's a book. That school put out a book, and all that little sketchy drawing in there, my sister did it. And that book's here in the house somewhere. And after she finished Morris Brown, my grandmother put her through school, she and her daughter.
Which sister is this?
That's the oldest one, Madeline.
Madeline.
Mm-hmm. And she went to Chapel Hill. She taught school up there. And where else did she teach? She came back to New York to go to summer school and never did go back teaching anymore. She got a job and went away. She said they required too much of them. They wanted to pick yourself up and they wasn't getting no money for teaching hard.
Right.
So she just didn't like it.
And what college did Madeline attend?
Morris Brown.
Morris Brown.
In Atlanta.
And she did the illustration for one of their books.
She sure
books.
Did. Mm-hmm.
That's marvelous.
And my brother, Ben, he didn't do any drawing like she did, but he was very smart, and whatever he took, whatever it was, wasn't any of them musicians, I don't believe. My mother was one, they tell me. My grandmother said she could play music very good.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anyone who's a preacher in your family?
No, not in my immediate family. Mm-hmm. Didn't connect. So my first cousin got a child as a preacher.
And you said your grandfather was a craftsman because he made some furniture things, and your father and grandfather both were carpenters or craftsmen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about needlework? You said your mother made a quilt.
Yes, she did. I could do a lot of needlework myself.
Oh, you can?
And I could see, you know, this pattern, you know, about
patting,
that. I got some pattern here I don't believe I made. Made it out of spool tray.
Mm.
And other things I could do, embroidery, crochet, and all like that.
Mm.
And my youngest sister could too, we both. And my oldest, all three of us. That's all we used to do, sit around here and crochet and make little things. I used to sell a lot of tatting. People would use it for children's clothes, you know. They liked it on little, around little children, baby clothes. And other than that, after I got grown, then I just went on out of work and I worked at the hotel. Did a lot of domestic work. That was most what I did, domestic work.
Do you remember hearing older members of the family talking about hard times or good times that happened before you were born, like floods or tornadoes or disasters? Because we know Henry was in that disastrous railroad thing.
This last one?
Yeah, you told me about Henry, but is there any other disasters or anything else?
They had more storms back then and earthquakes.
Huh.
Yes. I hear him talk about that. How the storms used to come and uproot trees and all and wind. But other than that, I haven't heard of
nothing else.
Real. A lady here was here and told me something about a tornado. Let me see, she was an older lady, but she's not here, she's dead. She said a tornado went through a city, a little town, and blew everything away. They don't know what happened. The people, the furniture, everything. Houses and everything. I don't know where
in the world that was or where it happened.
Mm-mm, it must have been way back in the 70s or
80s. Huh.
1870s, 1871.
Do you remember anything about the flu epidemic?
When the first flu come around?
The one, yeah, 1917 or 1918?
Yes, yes.
Did anyone in your family die of that?
I don't know.
Did you know anybody?
Any of them are dying, but people died around here like flies.
Mm.
People died, children was down with the flu. When a person died, the family had to bury them. Wasn't nobody go to the funeral. Mm. But everybody was down sick with the flu. Influenza, that was the name of it. Yeah, 1918 or 17, all back in there.
So you remember that real well?
Yes, I can remember that, but I had it myself.
Were you very sick?
Very sick. This little cold people have, I mean, I had the flu. No, they didn't have the flu. They have the flu, they'll know it. You lose your appetite and you care fever, but you know, I never did go to the doctor. And I ate my full meal every day. But I was so sick and so weak, I couldn't get out of bed. But I would eat that full meal.
Mm-hmm.
But I never got out of that bed. And one morning, I knew it was my time to die. Mm-hmm. I was so sick. You know, we didn't have no toilets, and we used our slop jars.
Right.
I told my sister to bring me the slop jar. She did. And you know when I come in, so even throwing up and throwing up and throwing up, all that stuff is packed down in me. I got well and got up that same day.
That got rid of it.
Got rid of every bit of it.
Oh.
And my hair had so much dandruff in it. And I had a whole lot of hair. Oh, my hair was way down there. Thick. And they carried me out on that coach if I'm not even tired. And they start combing and the scratching and the combing. It's falling out like meal.
Huh.
And my teeth, I had all my teeth, my gums was aching. Just like somebody had stuck needles in.
My word.
That's what happened to that, that's what happened to that first flu that went around.
Right, right.
So, and the people died. It's a man in Charleston. He was an undertaker. He bought him a new hearse. And you know, when he went to the train to the station to meet the bodies. So many people had gone north, you know. Mm-hmm. He said them caskets were stacked up so high, he couldn't hardly see the top of them. They say the man fainted.
My goodness.
Right at the train station. That's how it killed people.
Oh.
So many people around here died that I know well.
Do you remember the time of the year that you had this?
Yeah, 1918.
I mean, the season, was it summer or winter or
fall?
It was winter time.
Uh-huh, yeah, winter time.
Yeah, and you said you knew some people that died. Do you remember the names of any of them?
Oh, yeah, I remember lady's husband died. His name was Isaac Brown, I believe. Mm-hmm. And who else around here died? And this man's wife died with it. She was a Vance. She died with the flu. She had two little girls.
Mm.
And she wouldn't stay in the bed, she wouldn't drink her soup like she should, and she died.
Mm.
And this man that died, he didn't have any children, he had a wife. Then I remember a couple lived, there's a big house down there. They were Calhouns. Those people had the flu and didn't have no children, nobody. And you know them people died in the bed together?
Oh.
And a man went down there to visit, to see about them. And that's how he found them, dead in the bed.
Oh,
it was winter time then, you know, cold. And it's another couple who lived out on the other side of town. That man died, he was a preacher. And he got up to go outside to water his cow, something like that. But the mother and the two boys, they didn't go out, they stayed in. And that man come back in that house, he got in that bed and he didn't get up no more. That's how people were dying. And more than so many other people I can remember died with that flu.
Mm.
But you know my father never had it? And he went all around here in the homes where people had it, carrying them soup, waiting on those people. Him and another man, my old first cousin, he died but not with the flu though. But he and my father never caught it. And those two men went all around here in Pendleton waiting on people. Wasn't that marvelous?
That is. They must have been immune somewhere.
I don't know what it must have been.
Or God saved them because they were so good, I guess.
Yes, yes. Sure did. Sure did. I remember that well.
Did any of the members of your family serve in World War I?
Yes. My oldest brother was died. He was in World War I.
Did he go to Europe?
All I can hear them talk about France. They went to France. I don't know about Europe. They might have. You know, these boys wasn't going there long. That war was going on before these boys was drafted.
Right.
And peace was declared about a year or two after they went in. My brother was in the Navy. My oldest brother. That was in World War I, and this other one went in World War II.
Oh, the one you were mentioning went in World War II. Oh, okay. Yes. But your oldest brother was
in World War I.
J.V. was in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Did he go to France?
Yes, he could speak a lot of French when he come back here. He tried to teach us. We used to speak it, but I forgot everything I was in.
And he was in the Navy in World War I?
In the Navy.
Did he tell any stories about the Navy or how the service affected his life? Or how long did he stay in?
Well, he wasn't married when he went in. He married after he came out.
Uh-huh.
And he said a man was sick. And to put him in these little houses called pest houses, way up on the hill, way out from anybody. And they put him up there to watch the man.
Oh.
Must not have been too cold unless he had a warm place to sit.
Do you know where was this? Was this when he was in the service?
Yeah, it was in the war. He was in the service.
Was it overseas or here?
Yes, overseas. You know, he wasn't aware of him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he sat up there with that man, waiting on him to die.
Oh, my.
So the man grunted and said, oh, I'm getting to my brother's agent.
Said he's what?
He flew. He thought the man was coming, too. He went up there to sit and wait until he died. They put him up there to die. And wasn't somebody step there and watch him, and they put him there.
Yeah.
And say, that man grunted in there and made a noise. He said he flew.
I bet.
My brother used to tell some tales about that war. But we enjoyed listening to him, though, because he had a little Kodak. He would take pictures. Oh, he brought a lot of pictures back he took of people. And
do you remember what country it was he was talking about?
I think it was France.
You think it was France?
Mm-hmm. I think it was in France.
Was he a seaman in the Navy? A sailor?
Well, he walked on the boat all the time in the water.
Right.
Yes, because he had a job. He was very apt. They taught him to use those flags, you know.
Oh, a signalman.
Signal, that's what he did. Across the water, talking to people, you know, in a certain way they would
pick
those flags. He said that's what he did.
He was a signalman, we call it.
Yes.
Signal corps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very interesting.
Yes.
What church denomination did your family belong to? What church did you go to?
A.M.E. The same church Richard Adams said.
Oh, the African Methodist
Episcopal Church.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you attend one right here in Pendleton?
Yes, we have one right here.
What's the name of it?
King Chapel.
King Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
King's Chapel.
Did anyone in your family ever belong to a different denomination other than...
Well, yes. After they married, they scattered all around the different denomination, Baptist, United Methodist.
And all kinds of different ones.
Catholic, Presbyterian.
My goodness.
Yeah, some of them scattered all. But I tell you, those people that sent their children to that Catholic church, now they got training.
Oh, there was a school with it.
Oh, that was a school, not the church. The Catholic, they got schools. And anybody, you can tell if a child went to the Catholic church, those children are trained.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I got a friend out here. Her daughter lives in Washington. She got a little girl. That girl's about 7 years old, I guess. And that little girl, when I went out there to see her, I asked her, where did that child come from? She's talking so nice, correct English. And when that TV came on, it was flashing news across. And that child was just reading that thing just as fast as it would go across.
But when you were little, did they have Catholic schools at the children's church?
No,
not when you were small, though. This was later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not around here.
Not around here. Mm-hmm.
No, I never went to a private school. And if I did, I'd learn something.
Who was the minister of your church when you were little?
We had so many. Humbert. I believe that's the man who preached my mother's funeral. Reverend Humbert. Humbert.
Uh-huh.
And one name, East. I was way back in 15. Reverend East, he's dead. Reverend Humbert, he's dead. Oh, so many. But I tell you, we have a record of every preacher that preached at that church since it was established on record.
On record.
Yeah, on record. Uh-huh.
It's in there. Okay. I'll tell them it's in your church. And your church, again, was the...
King Chapel.
King Chapel. So they can mm-hmm. find it there.
Mm-hmm.
The ministers of your church, did they have any other employment besides being
preachers? No.
They were just preachers. They were not...
They call that a station church. We have some churches they have to go to two. Mm-hmm. We have two churches to preach. Two Sundays in this month or uh-huh. something like that. But our church never had but one minister. The preacher, that church you know about.
Do you know of any kind of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all.
What kind of training did they have to be a preacher, do you know?
Yeah, they had to go to school to be, now I'm telling you, way back. Them ministers couldn't even read. I'm going to tell you one I know couldn't read. Huh. And he had a daughter, a little girl, she's around 12 years old. That girl went to school or went somewhere where she could read good. That man would go to preach and carry that child with him. She would read the Bible to him, and he would explain it and preach from what she was reading. You reckon he was doing it right?
Was this when you were a young girl?
Yeah, young.
Do you remember that?
I remember that well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was actually reading for him.
He would carry with her in the buggy. And she would read and he would preach. He would explain it and go and preach it. I never heard him do it.
Oh, you didn't see it then?
No, I knew the girl.
Oh, how old was the girl?
You know, about 12 years old, I guess.
And what was her name?
I can't even think of the man's name now. Let me see what that man. Bradley was his name. But I can't think of that girl's name. It's been so long ago.
But you knew her and knew about it, but you didn't actually see her do it. You weren't there.
No. Okay. The people told me that.
The people told you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, and I believe it too.
What were some other churches that were important in your community besides your Methodist church?
We had a Presbyterian, all these communities. How many churches here? That's 11 churches in Pembroke now.
Yeah, but when you were little, how many churches were
there? I really don't remember any.
You don't remember any?
But Silver Spring, that's a Baptist church. Uh-huh. And my church, I'm the only two churches I went to.
Oh, those are the two that you know about?
Uh-huh. Or three, United Methodist, and you it.
Uh-huh. I see.
And that's all. We had a Presbyterian church here, but it went out.
It didn't stay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But they have a white Presbyterian. White United and White Baptist, two White Baptists, uh-huh. three White Baptists.
But the black Presbyterian didn't stay.
No, it didn't stay long.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do any of the churches have cemeteries?
Yes, all of them supposed to, but not right around the church. Some are way out.
Oh, I was going to say, where are the cemeteries?
It's way out on, going toward this Oak Grove community.
Out that way?
Uh-huh. That's where the people are buried. We have our own cemetery, but a lot of our members is buried out there, too, because our cemetery is just about full, huh?
The one right around the church?
Yeah, one right around the church. So anybody can bury out there. You just have to buy your plot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But some of them are even out of Oak Grove because it's not enough room.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember camp meetings when you were young?
Oh, that's all they used to have, camp meetings. At the United Methodist Church. The church would be in the heart of town. You know anything about Pendleton?
Very little. I haven't lived here very long.
Well, it was right on Main Street down there. Well, after they built a new one, they moved it. It was old church and they needed a new one. They tore it down, sold that land, and built down here on the highway now.
Oh.
Yeah, they got a nice little church right down here on the highway. Mechanic Street.
Where were the camp meetings held?
At that church.
At that church?
Right down there in the heart of town.
And what time of year?
In the fall of the year. Around November, I believe. So October. Was it October? Yeah. Fall of the year.
And how long would a meeting last?
Well, they have it all day. They begin on Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday. Have camp meetings, different people preaching, and they have dinners and all that stuff. Oh, the people was here. I don't know where they came from, but all over town.
Mm.
They don't have it now like they used to.
Did people ever stay overnight?
Oh, yeah. Red. Some people would take them in. They'd stay all night, yeah.
Did they have food and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's when they had so much food to eat.
Did they sell the food, or was this would bring food, or what?
They had tables, they would sell it. Anybody didn't have it, they didn't bring any. They had tables all around down there they were selling.
Huh.
Uh-huh. All out there in the street.
Who led the services, do you remember?
Well, they had a minister, you know, was appointed there.
Uh-huh.
He took care of that part. He got ministers from all around, somebody preaching there every day, morning, noon, and night.
Mm. Did members of different churches come together at the camp meetings?
Oh, yeah.
Could you be in another church and still come worship at your church's camp meeting?
Oh, yeah, you could come. We would have our service that morning, but as soon as everybody moves to go there.
And the church that was held was a United Methodist church.
Uh-huh.
And was that a black United Methodist church?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was a United, black United Methodist church.
Did you ever go to any of them?
Oh, yes, I went every year. Every time I had a chance, I'd be there too. Young people, they went everywhere. We would go everywhere we thought there was a gathering.
How old were you when you first went to one?
Well, let me see, I was quite young, in my teens, early teens, too. Yes, yes. I believe we were living out in the Holbrook community when we used to come up. My father would bring us in the wagon. Looked like he would carry us around more than Mother. I can't remember Mother carrying us anywhere but to a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
He would carry us to church, Sunday school, and maybe she was at home with a baby or something.
Of course, she died when you were so young.
Yeah, maybe she was at home with a young baby. But he would bring us to Sunday school, carry us, and different little places. I can't remember Mother going much.
Who did you go to camp meetings with? Do you remember that?
My father.
Your father took you to those,
yes,
too?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you go with the whole family?